Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
My beloved Bruins are exactly where they were last season at this time. Mm-hmm. Round one of the playoffs with a 3-1 lead. And we're hoping for a different result. And I have a pair of tickets which I am going to give to you as opposed to using them myself or giving them to Curtis, who's a huge puckhead.
Puck!
So we're going to do that at 8 this morning, Shime. Give you Bruins tickets?
Yes, sir.
Okay. If you do nothing else this morning, then listen at 8 so you can win your way into the Garden for Game 5, courtesy of the Greg Hill Show and WEEI, our buddy Andrew Razor Raycroft will be here at 9, and we're going to talk to Gerard Mayo at 9 about the draft and other things. But once we are done with Gerard Mayo, we will break down this series so far for the Bruins and the Maple Leafs with Razor. I got the ringing. It's ringing again. So it's clogged ear thing, clogged ringing. It's a weird ringing thing.
Is there any pain?
No, no pain. Zero pain, no fever, nothing.
It's probably not an infection.
You don't think it's an infection?
No, definitely not an infection. Might be an inflection, but it's definitely not an infection.
This is Mike from Connecticut. Hello, Mike.
Oh, good morning. Couple of things. Greg, you have a clogged eustachian tube. Load up on antihistamines and go to the ear, nose, and throat doctor. They'll fix you right up.
How do you know it's a eustachian tube cloggage?
I had the same problem. I was out in Colorado at like 12,000 feet, and I came back to my hometown at sea level, and my ears were, I thought I was going to explode.
I'll tell you who I'm not going to see about this.
Who's that?
Governor Kristi Noem, because I feel like she would take me right out if I went to see her.
Isn't it amazing how detestable politicians are the second you pull back any, like, pull back the curtain slightly, and it's like you're killing dogs.
Yeah, I mean, very strange. I don't know if you saw that.
No, I didn't see that.
Oh, my God.
What happened?
She had a puppy
mm-hmm.
that she thought was aggressive and was going to be biting people.
Mm-hmm.
It attacked some chickens.
No. Oh.
So she took the thing down to the gravel pit and shot it.
All right.
That's America, I don't think America agrees that that was the right way to deal with it.
Yeah.
I would assume PETA's on her front doorstep.
You
would
yes. think.
But of all the things to do, like that is such a sick decision to make.
And she's a politician where?
She's the governor of
South Dakota.
All right.
Talk she about was, going 0 to 100.
She was maybe gonna be Trump's running mate, but I don't know if this will play well in American dog loving homes.
I don't think so.
I don't think it certainly won't play well with Courtney when she hears about it.
No.
All right, anyway. Lots to get to on the show today. We'll check in quick with our official Commonwealth versus Karen Reed trial correspondent, Ted Daniel of Fox 25 at 7:20, as that trial gets underway today. And Courtney and I will be streaming it as soon as it's underway. But first, I got to get to my lead. And my lead is Roger Goodell, who was on with Pat McAfee on draft night and suggested that he would like to add an additional regular season game to the schedule, which would move the Super Bowl, which I think a lot of people are in favor of. Here is Roger Goodell.
So I'd rather replace a preseason game with a regular season any day. That's just picking quality, right? So if we got to 18-2, that's not an unreasonable thing. The other thing it does, which I thought you were going to, is that ends up on President's Day weekend, which is a three-day weekend, which makes the Sunday night, and then you have Monday off. So that's...
Wow.
Now we're cooking. All
right. How do you feel about it?
I got no issues with that.
How do you think the players feel about it?
That's an extra game check, so I think they probably feel pretty good about it.
And you get the extra bye week, too, right?
Huh?
Same game checks.
No, but you'd go from 17 weeks to 18 weeks.
Right, but you get paid. The preseason is all folded into the ticket cost. So
No. I'm just talking about players. So a player would be picking up an extra week of a game check. They're not looking at the – because they go from a 17-week payday to now an 18-week.
So it's different than the preseason? I'm sorry, I didn't know that.
But can you be a league that says you're concerned about player safety if
you're
adding
another?
I mean, but are they really anyway? No. I mean, I would love it. I think the Super Bowl, from the fan perspective, it ought to be on a Sunday night on a long weekend so that everybody can go out and it helps the economy. People go out, party, or have a party at your house, however you like to do it. I mean, I don't.
Get rid of another preseason game. Players would love that.
But the coaches wouldn't. Some coaches wouldn't like it. Bill would not like that.
But what's the issue with the NFL right now? That the product wanes as the season goes on because injuries stack up. The Thursday night, Sunday, the quick turnarounds, the games in Germany, the games in Brazil Friday night this year. The product suffers when that occurs. And I love football. I would watch football every day for the rest of my life. But you said it, Greg. You cannot say to people that you need to protect the shield and protect players at all costs and then do things like this where it just is going to impact the product, I believe.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you're eliminating that preseason game, right? So you're still having the same amount of practice time. Maybe you get more in a squad practices where it's a little bit more. You can control how you want to practice. You can control the live periods. So maybe coaches would like that better where they can practice, have more in a squad practices. You eliminate a preseason game, which players would like. Players would be picking up an extra week's payday if you got the 18 weeks.
I mean, 781 texter, a great question. Is it going to get to be like the NBA where you're sitting guys for load management the longer the season gets?
But my question, Wiggy, is they're not going to give – so you make – let's say you're Jacoby Brissett and you're making $8 million.
Mm-hmm.
So he would get a raise?
No, he would – it's not. No, he wouldn't get a raise.
So then what's the game check have to do with it?
Well, you would get more money because so if it was $8 million now, because you have 18 weeks, you had an extra game.
Yeah.
He might get $9 million. You see what I'm saying?
So you're saying deals, but I thought it was already baked in because
you have the preseason. You're just removing preseason.
You don't get paid.
So then the players would get an additional. Then they would absolutely be for it.
Yeah, preseason. You get like preseason money is when I played. It might have been like $1,000 a week or something like that. Money doesn't start. Your actual contract for the season.
You don't get a check until you play in a game. Game week is what you're saying.
Yes, unless you're getting some signing bonus or something like that.
All right, the leads are done, finally. A little late. Let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up the dumb bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the ass.
They said it. Brought to you by AAA Work Trucks. Take the work out of your next work truck. AAAWorkTrucks.com.
I'm just going to say it.
Where do you want to start, Chime?
Well, Greg, we have to start with our new New England Patriot receiver, Javon Baker. In his introductory press conference, this is what he said about what people can expect from him on the field and watching him play.
Just come to the home stadium and bring out popcorn. That's all I can tell y'all. Bring your popcorn. I make people in wheelchairs stand up.
All right. Well, we're going to bring out popcorn.
Okay.
I make people in wheelchairs stand.
he must be electric.
I would, yes. Yeah. I mean, the guy, you got to see some of his film, Wiggy, I'm sure, over the weekend.
I mean, not a ton of it, but I think I read somewhere where he was, I want to say, second in the nation with, like, yards per catch or something like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
I will say thank God Bill isn't still here. Because he doesn't look like and act like you've been there before, guy, in the end zone. In some of what I saw over the weekend.
Yeah, and it was really good kind of balance because Jalen Polk is the complete opposite of what Javon Baker is. Polk is your reliable kind of I just get open guy, your Jacoby Myers-esque player, whereas Javon Baker is your home run hitter.
Yeah. All right, what's next?
Next, let's go to the NBA playoffs. Joel Embiid was very disappointed with Philadelphia 76er fans because basically their home arena sounded like a home game for the Knicks. Here's what Joel Embiid said after the game.
Disappointed. I love our fans. Think it's unfortunate. And I'm not calling them out, but it is disappointing. Obviously, you got a lot of Knicks fans and they're down the road and never seen it. And I've been here for 10 years. Kind of pisses me off, especially because Philly is considered a sports town, so they've always shown up, and I don't think that should happen. It's not okay.
The classic. I'm not calling you out, but I'm calling you out.
Right. Every time I hear, wait a minute. I mean, Knicks fans were able to buy tickets because Philly fans weren't. They were selling their tickets, or they weren't buying their
tickets.
That's
on the Philly.
That's on the fans, I guess. I mean, I guess that's his issue.
But I feel like Embiid is just, I don't know. Every time I hear him, whether it was the end of the year last year, remember he was bitching about he didn't have a supporting cast. I just think he needs a little bit of a mirror sometimes.
I mean, Jalen Brunson went off. What did he have, 47?
40, yeah, he had something.
He was awesome.
Did they make you a little nervous, the Knicks?
No, I think Philly stinks. That's why I think when you start to look at that, and I know that Joel Embiid played the majority of, I think he played the whole game, and then he was gassed by the end. They were talking about that. I'm not sold on Philadelphia. I love the kid Maxey. I think
he's awesome.
He's a great player. I love the way he plays. I love his energy. But other than that, I mean, Joel Embiid ain't the same player. Tobias Harris, he is, talk about somebody who does absolutely nothing. So I'm not, like, for me, Philly's not a good team.
Well, I know one person who most likely did not sell their tickets to Knicks fans.
This is the greatest day in the last couple of years of Philadelphia. We love it.
I love that guy.
All right, anything else, Shine?
Yeah, I got one more quick one for you. Back to the NFL draft real quick, because one of the more perplexing moments of the draft was when Michael Penix was drafted by the Atlanta Falcons. And then even more perplexing than that was Terry Fontenot's explanation of why they took Michael Penix. Here was his answer at the press conference.
If you believe in a quarterback, you have to take him. And if he sits for 4 or 5 years, that's a great problem to have because we're doing so well at that position. The draft is, you look at the future and you look at big picture, but we are very excited about that quarterback room. And again, Kirk is our quarterback, but adding Michael Penix is thinking about the future.
Yeah, it's okay if you sit your quarterback with the 8th overall pick for 4 to 5 years.
For 4 to 5 years.
That's just
dumb. There's nothing better than the video of them explaining it to Arthur Blank, where Arthur Blank is like, what the F are we doing right now?
But does,
I'm spending $140 million on a quarterback.
$180
million on a quarterback, and you're using a draft pick to take another one.
But doesn't this make sense now, why all the other people inside the facility with the Falcons kept Belichick out of their top three?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
I mean, talk about just idiotic roster management.
Yeah.
You could have added another weapon to help out Kirk Cousins and that offense, because not only did you take another quarterback, you took another quarterback with a top 10 pick.
Yeah.
That was just stupid.
Dumb as can be.
Okay. Well, that's they said it. Quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports. I have Bruins tickets to give away, and I will give those to you right at 8 this morning, so be ready for that. We will talk to Jerod Mayo at 9 this morning about the draft. Can ask about the addition of another regular season game when we talk to Jerod Mayo at 9 on this morning show. And then we'll be joined by our guy, Andrew Razor Raycroft, and we will talk Bruins, Maple Leafs, and the NHL playoffs, all coming up on the Greg Hill Show here at WEEI. Jackson doing the news in Courtney's absence.
I can't wait.
7:45. You're the one?
Oh, man.
You can't wait.
I think this is going to be his breakout performance.
You do?
Yes.
Let's go, Kratzen.
Really?
Yep. I have full confidence. Ever since
this
he went
to... This is going to be his Mona Lisa?
It really is.
Okay. I can't wait.
I mean, ever since he was there at the Garden taste testing the playoff favorites, I have been fully on board.
Yeah. Uh-huh. All right. And in Courtney's absence, Scheim is here with what is trending.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now, brought to you by Teen Malone. The Patriots completed their draft over the weekend. They took Drake May, wide receiver Jalen Polk, offensive tackle Cade Wallace, offensive guard Layden Robinson, wide receiver Javon Baker, corner Marcellus Dial, quarterback Joe Milton III, and tight end Jaheim Bell from Florida State. The Red Sox got the win over the Cubs last night 5-4 with a walk-off RBI single from Tyler O'Neill. With the win, they take the series from the Cubbies and gear up to take on the San Francisco Giants tomorrow at Fenway Park.
Ken Laird said it was electric there last night at the old ballpark.
Yeah, he said it was like old time.
Wow.
Yeah. It was this quick.
I mean, perfect weather weekend for that series. Great. Yeah. 2 out of 3 by the Sox. Nice little series win.
Against a good team, too. Not some scrub. Over the weekend, your Bruins got a big win over the Maple Leafs 3-1. They took a 3-1 series lead back to Boston and a chance to close that out at home tomorrow night. Puck drop at 7:10. Celtics also dominated the Heat in Game 3 to take a 2-1 series lead. They play Game 4 tonight in Miami. Tip for that one is at 7:30. And do you or a loved one remember receiving free samples of cigarettes when you were a child? Have you been diagnosed with lung, bladder, or throat cancer within the last 3 years? You may be eligible to file a free lawsuit. Call the lawyers at Teen Malone at 1-888-SMOKE-18. That's 1-888-SMOKE-18. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
All right, Shine. Beautiful day today. 61 already in Boston. Cloudy skies. Partly cloudy. Afternoon high in the mid to upper 60s.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Celtics will look to take it to a 3-1 advantage on the Miami Heat tonight. Wiggy, I feel like the wind came out of the sails a little bit. Mm-hmm. If you're not going to shoot over 50% when it comes to three-pointers, then the Miami Heat might be they might be cooked.
And
they might be bageled like Courtney Cox, like a Courtney Cox bagel in the toaster oven.
Isn't this a frustrating team to watch, though?
Who?
The Celtics. Where they have it within them to beat this Heat team easily every night. And the game two after the easy win in game one, it's like, oh, we don't need to exert ourselves here. It's like, it's the playoffs. You're the most talented team in the NBA. Don't prolong a meaningless series in terms of the opponent knowing you're going to win. Get the rest, win the series, and then rest after. Don't just have a lazy approach in game two.
Well, hopefully game two was the slap that they need in the face, and it seemed like that in game three where they came out, they played defense.
Well, Jaylen Brown is right. They were playing defense. Right. And it's like it's almost like Marcus Smart came back like he did last season and told Joe Mazzulla, you need to play a little defense in addition to tossing the threes up. So
right.
Porzingis had it, you know, Porzingis did what Porzingis did. But, yeah, you're right, Curtis. I think it's about really, you know, a series like this, you should win the next two games, get your rest, and be prepared for the next round.
Exactly.
All right. Well, Courtney has flexed on Monday. She'll be back tomorrow. Jackson will do the news in her stead coming up at 7:45. At 8, I have Bruins tickets to give to you. At 9, we will be joined by Gerard Mayo, and we'll talk draft with the head coach of the New England Patriots on this show. This is John from my adopted home continent of Maine. Hello, John.
Hey, good morning, gang. How's it going?
What's up?
Hey, for a long-time listener, first-time caller,
Thank you.
I just want to say, you guys pretty much make my morning every day. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
So back in October, I had the fortune of being able to go on a moose hunt, and I shot a moose, and it's fantastic. And I have been listening to this show forever, and I'd like to, you know, maybe just challenge up little moose soup lady here. And when you come to the road show here in Maine, I would love to bring you all a sample of moose soup. If you're willing.
How do you feel, Curtis, about eating?
Listen to that.
How would you feel about eating moose soup at the Brunswick on the morning of the broadcast?
I am terrified. That is not. I'd
give it a shot.
You would?
Yeah, it's moose soup.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. You guys come down here after. I got moose soup and everything.
Okay. I mean, as long as you put some veggies in there, you cut up carrots.
I was
going to
say, I was going to go in another direction and say, I need bread and cheese.
Right.
Like any kind of soup is fine with me as long as I got bread to dip in it and some cheese on top.
See, I think that's the key about moose soup. How do you make it? Do you put is it more like a potatoes and carrots and, you know, like a veggies, or do you make it with like a cheese spread?
Well, I mean, would you prefer moose bisque
over
moose soup?
Yes. Listen, and cream makes everything better.
Yeah, I'll try a moose.
But Sean, we got to make sure we get the Brunswick Board of Health guy on board because we don't want a repeat of the Brockton.
Oh, yeah.
Very good call.
I'll give it a shot.
When we do our great barbecue cook-off this summer, Shime, are you going to have your brother, give your brother another chance since that Board of Health dink in Brockton screwed with his barbecue?
Absolutely. I mean, the Board of Health guy came over, but yet all of the food is gone. Poof, disappeared. So he's a much better cook than I, so good job by him.
All right, roadshow at the Brunswick in Old Orchard Beach is on Friday, May 31st. That is the day before the 5th or 6th annual Beach Cornhole Tournament to benefit the Greg Hill Foundation. Now, before we get to the news, because Courtney and I and others appear to be obsessed, we are going to check in with our official trial correspondent for Commonwealth versus Reed on this show, Ted Daniel from Fox 25. Trial finally begins today. Ted, good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, everybody.
Are are you wearing pink like you were the other day? I saw you being dragged for wearing pink as a journalist.
Oh, I got absolutely roasted. although I should have. I didn't anticipate that anyone would care or notice what I was wearing or that I was trying to send a message. I wore that shirt because it was clean and it was pressed and it was the one I picked out on Saturday. But apparently that is the color for Karen Reed's supporters. And so some people, there are a lot of people who just are trying to sow division on either side of this case.
Yeah.
And people went wild with it. I typically don't try to acknowledge the trolls, but yeah, they definitely had a fun one with that one.
Have you been a part in your long journalism career of a trial that has as much interest on both sides and as much back and forth as this one does?
No, and I think that's one. I mean, there's a number of reasons why people are so interested in this case, but I think one of the main reasons is people really don't know. I think 95% of the cases that we cover, you know, it's pretty clear what happened. And in this case, there are so many strange things that occurred, and there's been so much back and forth that it's hard to really put a finger on what really happened that night. And I think that's what makes it so intriguing.
Karen Reed is accused of backing over and killing her boyfriend, John O'Keefe, who was a Boston police officer outside of a home in Canton during a blizzard. That is what the prosecution will suggest today during their opening statement. And the defense believes that there is a massive cover-up involving the state police, the Canton Police Department, and that others are responsible for the death of John O'Keefe, and that the defense will not be allowed to bring that up in their opening statement today, I believe. Is that the way that works? They can't bring up that third-party defense until it comes up elsewhere in testimony. Is that right?
No, they are not allowed to essentially reveal what is their entire strategy, which is this theory that Karen Reed was framed and that, you know, people in the house that John O'Keefe was found in front of, according to the defense, are the ones responsible for his death. So the way the judge will allow it is she says she's going to allow it through testimony so they can ask certain questions, or if there's evidence that leads down that path, it can come in that way. But, you know, that it's the difference between like all the stuff that's in the atmosphere right now. And then when you have a trial, I think a lot of people who might be watching this stream are going to say, wait, why aren't we hearing all this stuff? Well, there are some rules about what can be entered and what can be said in front of the jury. And that's a huge thing. The defense also can't bring up the FBI investigation. The fact that the feds, you know, got a tip that this thing looked a little weird and investigated as well. So I think those are two pretty strong things that are going to have to sort of be woven in the defense strategy.
And just so people understand, the feds, when they came in and investigated this on their own, they then delivered over 3,000 pieces of information on their investigation to both the prosecution.
Yeah, and
so it's not it wasn't a small investigation on their part with no results.
No, it right? wasn't. Essentially, they interviewed or had all the same people who testified in the state grand jury that indicted Reed. They brought all those same people into a federal grand jury. Hmm. And we now know that they hired their own sort of accident reconstructionist, you know, who looked at John O'Keefe's injuries. They were looking at phone data. They did a lot of analysis of calls that were made and texts that were sent. So you have 3,000 pages from the feds from what they found. And we don't, you know, I was hoping that we'd get clarity from this federal investigation, that it would be like, okay, they're finally going to come in and tell us what really happened. But I think it's just added more to the mystery because we don't get to see what's in those 3,000 pages. We only get to hear how both sides interpret that data.
Hmm.
Ted, how did they come up with a impartial, unbiased, unsullied jury pool, given the way in which the dynamics of how parochial we all are and the way in which we all have opinions on this prior to the case?
Yeah, I sat through the 5 days of jury selection, and one of the questions, you know, you'd have like groups of about 90 people each day, different groups, and they'd ask every group, how many people have seen or heard or spoken about this case? And usually 60 to 70 hands would raise. So I think what they did is they didn't necessarily exclude people who may have, you know, heard or spoken about the case. I think it was more along the lines of, hey, whatever you've heard, can you put that out of your mind, focus only on the evidence that comes out in trial and be impartial? So, I mean, when you think about it, I think it took them 4 days to pick the Trump jury. This took 5 days. Just give you an idea of the amount of time that they spent on it.
The Heard defense in court has mentioned three individuals that they believe are responsible. Is it your expectation that any or all of them will be in court today for opening statements?
I don't think any of the three people who've been named as the third party culprit will be there. In fact, I haven't seen any of those players. Maybe I saw one at the beginning of things, but those players haven't been a part of the people coming into court. And the witnesses are sequestered in this case. So if you're going to be testifying, you're not supposed to be in the courtroom.
Ted, one of the things that, and I don't know a lot about this case just from talking to Greg, but one of the things that it seems like that she's being set up. So how does a prosecutor prosecute her without maybe being part of that setup, knowing that the evidence isn't really showing it's where she's the one that had anything to do with it?
Well, they do have, the prosecution has what they say is strong evidence. They're saying that, you know, they have, that her and John O'Keefe were fighting in the weeks and months prior to this, that she was becoming romantically involved with someone else, that she left him voicemails that night on his cell phone saying, hey, I hate you. They say that they found John's DNA on her damaged taillight, tiny fragments of taillight in her clothing. And that she told the people who were the first responders on the scene, hey, did I hit this guy? Did I hit him? So those are that's all going to be introduced to the jury. And you also have the medical examiner who said that there was no sign of John O'Keefe being involved in any type of physical altercation or fight. And that is the crux of the defense argument, that he was lured into this house and beaten up.
But in Massachusetts, you cannot release an autopsy report. Is that correct? Other states you can. So that autopsy report will not be seen by the public.
My understanding is that the jury will be able to understand the cause of death, which the ME wrote down as blunt trauma and hypothermia.
Hypothermia. Yeah.
Yes. But I think there was an issue about manner of death. And on the death certificate says could not be determined.
Yeah. It's wild.
Yeah.
So you have a case in which the medical examiner said we cannot determine the cause of death. And you have the prosecution, which will try to at 9 o'clock this morning, will start to make their case that she did it. And you have the defense that says we are all watching a giant cover-up going on, and this woman, this Bentley University professor, who also worked, I believe, for Fidelity, is being framed for the murder of John O'Keefe. It's going to be so interesting. Wow. Ted, thank you. Today, so at 9, can we stream it? How do we watch?
Yeah, it's actually going to be, she pushed it back an hour, so it's at 10 this morning. Okay. We'll be streaming it on boston25.com. And just so people know when they're watching the stream, that if you see like it, you know, end abruptly or start rapidly, that's all based on the rules that the court has set about when the camera can be rolling and when it has to be off.
Will you be in the courtroom today?
That is the plan. That is the plan. I have a placeholder there now for me, thank God, because people started lining up around 4 o'clock this morning.
Oh, they did? Really?
Holy hell.
That's wild.
Yeah.
And this is the
because they moved the courtroom. It used to be 25 media members could be in there. They moved to a smaller courtroom and is now 10.
And this is, I don't know if it's irony or coincidence, but this is the same courtroom where the infamous Sacco Vanzetti trial took place here in Massachusetts, correct?
Actually, they have moved it to a smaller courtroom right next door.
Okay.
So there's only enough room for both families and 10 members of the media, and they said the media was standing room only. I think they might have put chairs in for reporters, but it's going to be tight.
All right. Well, we will look forward to checking in again with you as our official trial correspondent, Ted Daniel from Fox 25. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
I appreciate the judge moving that to 10 so that I could finish the show, because I would be streaming it mid-program right when Gerard Mayo was on the show at 9.
I was going to ask if there's a chat for the stream.
I would imagine there
would be like Twitch chat.
Yeah, that would be awesome. what a blunder by the defense team.
Object.
Everybody becomes a lawyer, right? This type of thing.
Everybody's an expert.
Everybody's a lawyer, an investigator, a detective.
You have avoided much interest in this. It's just not of interest to you, but there are people who are obsessed.
Right.
What are you doing today? Oh, I'm getting to the courthouse at 3 a.m. to wait in line.
Well, can you imagine?
It's streamed. What do you need to be in there for?
I see, like, the you said you're obsessed with this thing, right?
I just love true crime.
Right.
Like, that.
I get it. I'm just like, what's kind of more interesting to me is, like, when the feds get involved. And usually when they get involved and they do an investigation, they usually come away with something.
Well, they sent 3,000 documents to him. So their investigation appears to be ongoing. And so that's another intriguing part of this is what if they're waiting to see what happens in the trial and then they're going to come up and come after people.
Wouldn't the prosecutor be part of that?
It depends on how deep. If there's a conspiracy, it depends on how deep that goes. I just think the two suggestions about what happened are so wildly different from each other that when it is determined, it's either she did it or she was completely set up and they ended up doing something to him in the home.
It seems based on what Ted was just saying is that the medical examiner doesn't really know cause of death.
Correct. Well, just that it was blunt trauma to the head.
Right.
And hypothermia.
Or how that blunt trauma was caused.
They don't know how that was caused.
So,
you don't know.
Blunt trauma, also known as Wiggy Saturday Night.
All right. Courtney's out. Up next, Jackson will give a shot at the news. I think for the first time ever.
I think this is a bigger story than Karen Reed,
opinion. All right, we will get to that. And just a heads up, I have Bruins tickets giveaway for Game 5, and I will give those to you coming up at 8.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay. It's time for...
Besides, I used to drive an 18-wheeler. You know what I do? That's exactly right.
The news.
When the rich fly private jets, climate change is what we get.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
Here's seismologist.
The news is sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health with four locations, including their newest in Woburn, with appointments as early as 7 a.m. Visit northeastmenshealth.com for more on WEEI.
Well, Courtney is off today, and several texters upset that she is not here to defend the goalie rotation. I don't know if that's convenient timing-wise, her absence or not, but I think she had this plan for a while. She'll be back tomorrow. And making his debut on the news this morning, our guy Jackson. Jackson, good morning.
Hello, good morning. Thank you for the opportunity. Appreciate it.
Are you excited about it?
I'm very excited.
How did you prepare?
A little bit nervous.
How did you prepare?
I actually read my script to myself in my little studio back there alone.
Okay, yes. Excellent. All right, well, let's begin with the news this morning.
Okay, so Boston police are searching for a thief who targeted two mail carriers for the master keys in Dorchester on Friday. A mail carrier on Buckdom Street in Everett was also targeted, but police say they aren't sure if the third robbery attempt is connected to the first two. Only one of the three robberies was successful, according to the police, and the postal workers were not injured during the robberies. We can hear from resident Jean Manuel on WBZ.
It's kind of scary because people get hurt over stuff like that, and I wouldn't like to see nobody get hurt over, you know, doing their job.
This is an epidemic. We've been talking about it a lot during the news because they want those master keys. My question is, how many valuable things are still being mailed at this point in the United States
what
of America?
What are you getting with that?
I mean, I guess
are they
it's
looking
checks.
For checks? Yeah.
But who mails checks, though?
Well, you probably still get Social Security checks if you're old.
Don't they do direct deposit nowadays?
But probably not the government. They're probably behind. I think the
government does direct
deposit. No, my parents get paper checks.
Do they?
Yes, they do.
Do they have the option to get direct deposit?
I don't know.
And this is around the time that tax returns are coming back and stuff too, right? So that's probably why they might
Those are all direct deposit, I think. Maybe people don't have direct deposit. Mm. I don't. It's weird. Mm. But okay. So they're looking for the individuals that are responsible. Okay. And then what will they do to them? Is there any kind of a jail time or?
I don't know.
Slap on the wrist.
Slap on the wrist, like CBS.
Okay. All right.
Okay. A Billerica, sad story here. Billerica police officer was killed in a construction accident on Boston Road Friday afternoon. Sergeant Ian Taylor was struck by an excavator while he was working a detail. Middlesex District Attorney Marion Ryan said Taylor was helping a tractor trailer get around the construction site when he was hit by the excavator, and he was taken to Leahy Hospital but did not survive. We can hear from Billerica Police Chief Roy Frost on CBS Boston.
He loved helping the people in this community. He was out today on a beautiful day in Billerica. It was beautiful out, and he was happy. And I saw him before this tragedy, and he was happy.
I want to thank everybody who has donated to his wife and his children. The Greg Hill Foundation launched a fundraiser on Saturday morning. And at last check this morning, you had already donated $25,632 to his wife and to his family. So We are raising money for the family of Sergeant Ian Taylor, who lost his life on Friday.
Yesterday, I was driving home down Route 3, and there were cops parked on the side of the road. There were fire trucks on almost every overpass.
Yes.
Waiting for the passing of him to kind of honor him, which I thought was really, really special.
Yeah. Yeah. So
awful.
We will continue to take those donations, and thank you to everybody who's given at thegreghillfoundation.org. Okay, Jackson, what's next?
Okay, the president of MIT is calling for the end of pro-Palestinian encampments on campus. Days after over 100 students were arrested at Emerson and Northeastern, President Sally Kornbluth released a video saying the encampment, and here's going to be my first Courtney here, on Crescent G Lawn is in violation of school rules. K-R-E-S-G-E. I don't know how to say that. And here she is explaining her stance.
Out of respect for the principles of free expression, we have not interfered with the encampment. But it is creating a potential magnet for disruptive outside protesters. We have a responsibility to the entire MIT community, and it is not possible to safely sustain this level of effort.
Okay. Can I jump in here for a second?
Yes, floor is yours.
Do you notice the terms these losers use? Encampment. Like, they're really suffering.
Yeah.
Kids these days only want to be viewed as a victim. Please victimize me. I'm going to make my life, even though mommy and daddy are paying $100K pre-tax for this god-awful education, I'm going to act like I'm in an encampment. No, you're in a gorgeous dorm room. You elect to leave your room to stand in solidarity with a group that would throw you out in 2 seconds because you're an idiot.
The group that they are protesting in favor of has a stated desire for global jihad, not just the elimination of Israel, but global jihad. You mentioned it's surprising to me there are some organizations that are there's like I saw a sign, Lesbians for Liberation. Do you think that that organization is aware that if you were gay in Gaza, you would do 10 years in prison?
Hmm. Damn.
And that's an organization that you are stopping traffic for, that you are stopping people from getting where they need to go, that you're it's bizarre to me.
But it's not bizarre. It's sort of the steady continuation and the logical conclusion of the direction our universities have been heading in, which is we need to assert ourselves as a victim so we benefit and we can judge others. And the video I saw over the weekend was a college student trying to enter a part of his campus. I don't know the school. And he's Jewish. And the group precluded him from going past it. And we're told that the universities are the most welcoming, the space where you're allowed to develop and grow and think freely. And what it's been seen, it really began, honestly, with the congressional hearings where the Harvard and MIT and none of the other president were there, UPenn.
Yeah.
And it was really the first time the rest of America really saw just how regressive these campuses have become.
Can I ask a question?
It's entitlement.
Right.
It is the first, it starts with parents, and I get it. I'm in that generation.
Mm-hmm.
Parents have never dared to tell their kid that something they say is not right. So they arrive at college. They are, they think that they know everything and that they have the right to disrupt everybody else. And the college encourages it. The college encourages that kind of thinking.
Right. But here's the issue with it. The United States was attacked on 9/11, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
3,000 innocent men, women, and children were killed by terrorists. Okay. We killed 400,000 people in Iraq and Afghanistan. Did anybody call that a genocide? Was anybody saying, oh, cease fire, stop? Well, proportionally, far more Israelis died on October 7th, yet the world is somehow saying they shouldn't be able to retaliate.
Can I ask this question? Because
you got to make it quick because we got to take a break.
So why is there so much, it seems like, support for pro-Palestine? if you're telling me that Hamas is like, whether you want to look at Al-Qaeda, you want to look at like the Ku Klux Klan. Like,
their stated plan, their stated goal is to remove Israel and Jews from the map.
Right, but I guess the question I'm asking, why does it seem like
this? You have to go ask them, Wiggy. I don't think they are aware that what has been going on in the Mideast has been going on for 100 years or more. It is a wildly complex issue that cannot be solved by standing out there and going, free Palestine. Like when you're chanting,
isn't there a lot of support for?
There's a lot of support. There appears to be on college campuses a lot of support. I don't see a lot of it.
You always say this
when
every time
it comes
we bring
to
this up.
Because I seen a billboard driving on the highway pro Palestine.
Right.
I feel like every time
you ask this every time,
right?
Like,
because
are you,
I'm confused. If you're telling me that Hamas is a terroristic group,
I'm not telling you. The United States of America tells me
right.
that.
Right, so if they're a terroristic group, how is their support in any way?
It's a great question.
I've never
to go
heard
and ask,
support go, for pro Al Qaeda.
Yeah,
right.
Go ask them why they're supporting a terrorist organization.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't think they know that they are. I mean, they don't even know which river to what sea.
A lot of these students say boycott capitalism while wearing a Nike hat. I mean, that's really the level of intelligence you're dealing with here. Yeah.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll get to the rest of the news. Which pretty good job so far, Jackson.
Excellent.
Thank you very much.
Nailed
don't,
it.
Don't
so
ruin
far.
The perfect game.
Nailed it so far. Right. We'll get to the rest of the news with Jackson next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time? Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.